Members of Pennsylvania's Legislative Reapportionment Commission have said they anticipate releasing proposed state House and Senate maps for voting districts by the end of the month. One group has created maps it hopes the LRC will consider in the redistricting process. Fair Districts PA says its proposed people's maps split fewer towns and cities than the current House and Senate maps and create six more majority-minority House districts than the current one. Michael Scrouse, who worked on the people's maps, says the group listened to communities of interest in a map-making process that he thinks could be a model for the General Assembly.
But I think it also reflects, you know, the goal of a legislature and how legislation should be made in general by taking everyone's concerns into account, hearing expert testimony, and working to compromise on a solution. And I think the process taken by Fair Districts over the past several months truly reflects that.
The two draft maps are based on the ideas of more than 1,000 Pennsylvanians during a map-making competition this past summer. Fair Districts PA submitted the maps to the LRC last week and is seeking public comment on the alternative maps through November 7th. Jim Hertzler, a now retired Cumberland County Commissioner, became involved with Fair Districts PA a decade ago. He says he was frustrated in the last redistricting process that, with little notice, 12 municipalities in the western part of the county were moved into completely different districts. Hertzler says he hopes the LRC reviews these maps as it redraws state House and Senate lines.
The gerrymandering of the districts has led to enclaves of partisans that essentially serve the party as opposed to the state. You know, if we have a fair process, we have a better chance of actually getting the work of the people done.
The LRC certified the U.S. Census data sets as usable on October 25th. From that date, the commission has 90 days to produce preliminary state House and Senate district maps. This is Emily Scott reporting. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.